This is Will's Band of the Week for March 16th, 2014. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with nobody. Once again, I'm all alone here in Fourth Bedroom Studios, and Chris and Barrett are not available, so you know what we gotta do? Once again, we're gonna have to let the music do the talking. That's the theme of this week's podcast. Anybody know that? Probably not many people do. That's the Joe Perry Project. Joe Perry being the guitar player for the band Aerosmith. And he put out an album. This was in 1980. Can you believe that? 1980. Let the Music Do the Talking. That was the title track. I don't think that's him singing. I'm not sure. But I think he brought in a guy. But I'm sure those were his rock and roll licks. Okay, so, we do have some music news, though. Neil Young's Pono Music service and player debuted. Either they debuted or they announced that they were debuting. I'm not sure, but it was in the news. So here's the deal. Neil Young, I guess he's been talking about this for a while. And you know, I've read about it a little bit in, you know, the past few months and even maybe a year ago. So Neil Young, he's always been one of these just super picky audio type people. And he was very outspoken when music went digital. And, you know, from the LP to the CD. And he has always been a big critic. And he believes, to his ears, a CD is substantially inferior to an LP. And I think the way he would describe it is it lacks the warmth of an LP. And, you know, who am I to criticize Neil Young if he thinks he can hear a difference? It would seem to me that if you took an LP and recorded that exact sound digitally at high quality, I'm sure I would not be able to tell the difference, but Neil Young says he can. So now they're launching this music service, which is going to sell music in a high-resolution format, like a super high-resolution, you know, like, I don't know the right terminology, but basically the best quality digital music that you can get, along with a dedicated player that looks kind of funny, like a triangular-shaped thing. And I am a big Neil Young fan, but I'm skeptical of this. And I think the issue is whether it will really sound better than a CD. And I think in the vast majority of cases, you know, maybe there's some old analog recording, you know, from the 70s that, you know, if you use a different process of converting the master tapes to digital, or I mean, not even, like, don't even convert them to digital until the very last step of the process, and then you use the super high-resolution process, then maybe some people could tell the difference. But I don't even know if they're exactly doing that, and yeah, I'm just really skeptical that this is going to sound better than a CD to anyone, and unless, you know, there's like less than 1% of people who are extreme audiophiles, and maybe they can tell the difference. There's actually some scientific testing that I've read about that suggests that the human ear can't even distinguish between CD quality and this Pono format. And in fact, they say that the higher resolution format can sometimes introduce distortion that could actually make the sound inferior, although that would be probably barely audible to the human ear also. So, you know, I have to unfortunately say that I'm really not sold on this idea. I think it's interesting that Neil Young, you know, his main beef was with going from analog to digital, and now he's trying to sell this super high quality digital. Well, it's still digital, right? So, I don't know. And my son Grant had an analogy that I thought was interesting. He said, this is like selling a TV and selling it by saying it can produce spectrums, you know, light from the spectrums that the human eye can't perceive, you know, like an ultraviolet and infrared light or whatever. And, you know, so I think that one of the problems I have is that people would buy this and think they can hear a difference, but it's really what we call a placebo effect. You know, they think they're hearing a difference, and therefore, and they've got this expensive player, so they're thinking, wow, this is the greatest time. Listen to this. Great quality. So I guess it might make them happy, but, and I just don't, you know, I think that the reality of it is going to probably doom the whole thing, because people just, even, you know, people who are open-minded to it, who say, you know, I'm going to listen to one of these and see if it sounds better. Some of them will think that it does, but a lot of people will probably conclude, this doesn't sound better than my CD. And we've talked about how people don't even buy CDs anymore. So, oh, it's interesting where audio is going. Anyway, that's the music news. So now I really will let the music do the talking. So this is some music that really should be doing some talking, and that is the new album by Real Estate. Last week I said we're going to be talking about some friends of the podcast. Well, that was a misnomer. I used the wrong term. They're not friends of the podcast, but they're, you know, bands that we've been friendly about, you know, bands that we've talked about before and we've liked. So Real Estate is one of those bands. And I think Chris, I got to give credit, I think he was the first person onto Real Estate with their first album. And then we all liked their second one a lot. And I think there was just an EP, and I think this is the third full-length album, and it's called Atlas. And I think this is the best thing they've done. It is, they've hit their stride, and the recording is great. The songs are really good, and the whole thing just works really well. Kind of laid back like they've always been, but just great sound. So here is a track from the album Atlas called Past Lives.
Yeah.
real estate from somewhere in New Jersey. That's Past Lives from the new album Atlas. Let's play another one. This is Talking Backwards. Real Estate. It's got a nice easygoing quality and it's really a consistent album. So I'm going to play one more track and that is the last track, which is called Navigator. There's a sampling from the new album by Real Estate, and I have it on a high recommendation. That's how I'm rating it. Highly recommended. And we should be able to get you a live report, too, because Real Estate is coming to town later this month. So we'll get you a report on that. I expect it to be fairly easygoing, probably not a mosh pit, right? That's what I'm thinking. They seem like a band that would care about their sound quality, though. I bet they're going to be, they'll be good. I wonder if it'll be available on the Pono Music Player. Okay. Eternal Summers is the next band I've gotten. So they're kind of, you know, friendly of, we're friendly to them, right? It doesn't mean they're friends of the podcast, but we've been friendly to Eternal Summers in the past. So I think I'll be friendly to them again. The Drop Beneath is their new album. This is a band from Roanoke, Virginia. And I know we talked about their last album. And I know at least Chris and I liked it. And I think Barrett liked it, at least sort of. And I was reading in their bio that they call themselves Dream Punk. So probably two extremes of, you know, where their sound really does kind of fall in between those things. Not really punk. And it's probably a little more dream than it is punk. But, you know, it's kind of the power pop, a little dreamy. This album, I think it's their fourth album, actually. And it's got a little bit of a slicker production, but not in a bad way. Doug Gillard, who, if you're a total music nerd, you might know his name. He has he was in Guided by Voices for a while in the 2000s. And he also has worked with Not a Surf and some other bands. And so he's got indie rock cred. And he assisted with the recording of this album. So let's play something. The album is The Drop Beneath from Eternal Summers. This is track two, which is called A Burial. Eternal Summers. The album is The Drop Beneath. Here's one called Capture. Eternal Summers. And yeah, I like that a lot. That's the sweet indie pop sound, right? And they're a little bit varied on this album. Some of them are a little angsty, a little different. So I think this is one of them that's a little more angsty. It's called Make It New. Eternal Summers. It's a pretty solid new album called The Drop Beneath. So check that out. Okay, we're going to keep letting the music do the talking. I've got two more. These are like super indie rock sounding things, which I think is kind of fun when something really sounds like it was like just totally independently recorded. You know, you didn't have like big producers or anything. Just have somebody recording something that they like and it sounds kind of cool. So the next thing I've got is a woman who calls herself Frankie Cosmos. And she's got a new album called Zentropy. I'll tell you a little bit more about her after I play some of this. This is 10 tracks with a total of 17 minutes, I believe. So, yeah, do we call that an EP? But there are 10 tracks, so does that make it an album? I don't know. We can debate that. Here's a song by Frankie Cosmos called Fireman. To cut that off to avoid playing the whole thing. It's like one of those Guided by Voices songs. This one's a minute six. So Frankie Cosmos is 19 years old, and Frankie Cosmos is a recording moniker, or yeah, I guess that's what it is. Her name is Greta Klein, and she's from New York City, and apparently she's put out like 40 albums on worth of music on Bandcamp. If you go to Bandcamp Frankie Cosmos page now, you don't find 40 albums. You find this one and like, you know, one or two other things. So I guess she doesn't leave it all up there. But she's been doing this for, you know, a lot of her time, apparently. Now, here's the interesting trivia. You can't really, like, talk about her and not mention this trivia. She is the daughter of famous actors, Kevin Kline and Phoebe Cates. So that's kind of interesting. But you know what's cool is that this doesn't seem to be aided by some high-budget famous producer or anything. So I think she's clearly wanting to, you know, do this stuff on her own, and you can't help but have people mention who her parents are. But this has a real indie rock sound to it. So let's play something else from Frankie Kosmos. This is called Buses Splash with Rain.
I'm the kind of girl buses splash with rain. I'm the kind of girl buses splash with rain.
Frankie Kosmos, the album is called Zentropy. That was Buses Splash with Rain. And let's play another one. This is called Dancing in the Public Eye.
My ass is made of velvet and my hips are made of stone. And if you really love me, you will leave me alone. I want to go dancing. Under the Christmas tree, I wanna go dancing. Dancing, public eye. I wanna go dancing. Dancing, public eye. You undo all my clutter. Leave me alone in the flutter.
Frankie Kosmos. Okay, those were so short. Let's play a bonus. Let's play a little bit of the opening track, which I think is very good. It's called School.
Art school makes you wild. Real school makes you all get high. High school makes you school made me cry. I'm shy to begin with. This is a diagnosis. I can't focus.
there's a taste of Frankie Cosmos. Actually, what did we play? Like 5 minutes of it? It's like a third of the album we just played. It's pretty short, but pretty interesting. So she has an interesting future. It'll be fun to watch and see what she does. Okay, let's go on to the final musical selection. This is another one that sounds just like a really kind of bare bones recording, but it's really got some good stuff on it, I think. It's a band called Posse from Seattle, I believe. They've got an album called Soft Opening, and let's play some of it. This is track 2, Afraid. Posse. I think sometimes they sound like some of the mellower side of Sonic Youth, and maybe a little Yola Tango, and an obscure reference, a band I really liked in the 80s called Downy Mildew. There's a resemblance there at times. So here's one of the slower ones, which I think is also good. This one's called Shut Up.
Thank you.
Posse. The song's called Shut Up. And that's one that kind of keeps going on and on for, it's about 6.5 minutes long. And it just works. The mood just kind of keeps going. And it's good. Very good. Let's play one more. Another one of the more poppy ones from the band Posse, the album Soft Opening. This is called John. That's the band Posse and a song called John. So that's a band that should be checked out. That's pretty solid, I think. So that's what I've got. I just let the music do the talking, didn't I? I think I did. So, well, we're going to be back next week, and I don't even know what we're going to have, but that's okay because usually we don't know what we're going to have a week before. It keeps it all unpredictable, but I bet we'll have some music for you next week. And that'll be next week on the next edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast from iTunes or any podcasting app. You can contact us directly by sending an email to willsband@yahoo.com or by posting a comment on our webpage, willsband.net. You can also contact us through the social media, which means Facebook at facebook.com/willsband. Or Twitter, at Will's Band. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.